Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, praise His name. Praise His name. Thank the Lord for that tonight. You have your Bibles. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1. Praise the Lord. Just got done finishing. Brother Kent knows this. We've been reading same time here, The Absolute, 1962. And I just finished it. And then I was reading through 1 John. And just got real inspired. Felt real good. And so I think we're going to start a series today. I know it's been a while. Before you thought I couldn't do anything but a series. Now you thought I forgot how. Man, I appreciate the songs. I appreciate testimonies. It's going to be very fitting to what God has for us tonight. But why would we be surprised? You know, you don't want to get irreverent towards the things of God, but after a while, you kind of learn, wow, that's how He does it. Yep, that's right. Yep. And, you know, you almost kind of expect it. You know, somebody's going to come up and say, man, brother, you know, you said that. And, yeah, I know. Because it wasn't me. That's right. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Man, I sure appreciate pre-service too. I don't know about you all, but just taking time to pray. And, you know, I think I catch some ministers off guard because I've told them stuff like, man, brother, because one minister even said, I didn't think you were allowed to do anything on Saturday. You should just be home studying. I was like, well, sometimes I get it on Friday, and sometimes I don't need to study. I need to pray, you know, and because I think a little bit in the message, we've went a little too intellectual. We've tried to figure it out and think, I got to think through this. No, I don't got no thought coming.
Amen.
I need His thought.
Amen.
And yeah, His thought's His word. Don't roll off on the other side now.
Right.
He brought us His thought. That's right. But He gave us the Holy Ghost to hear it.
Amen.
Amen. And we must hear His voice tonight.
Yes, of course.
That goes with service tonight as well. I just had an idea, Dad. How about you let us know when you've read the last testimony from now on, and we'll just all praise the Lord every time. I think that makes sense. Because sometimes you're like, well, are we going to have a prayer request this time? Should I start clapping? You know, we'll just do that from now on. We'll read all the testimonies, and then we'll say, let's praise the Lord. We'll do that, and then we'll read the prayer request, if that's okay.
Hallelujah.
There we go. That'll make sense. All right, 1 John 1. Let's get into the Word now. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, and which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. Truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 10. I do appreciate the brothers on the left. I'm pretty sure they got the same Bible as I do because they always turn the page at the same time. We all got the Schofield, I believe, so that's all right. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth the bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace, and the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. I like to start a series just the absolute. I want to preach on the absolute, and this is going to be a pretty exhaustive topic to go through. But tonight, joy only comes from the Word. Joy only comes from the Word.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray before Him as we approach His Word with a heart full of faith. If you have a request you'd like to make known to God, God bless you, brother, sister. Let's all pray and invite the presence of the Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord, we've come together in your name as you've commanded us. You told us to come together the more as we see the end of time approaching, Lord, and every sign is pointing that, Lord, soon and very soon we'll see the King. It'll be our faith will end and it'll become sight, and we'll know you in the power of the resurrection. Lord, as we leave this land to go to that land that'll never change, we thank you for that promise, Lord. But while we're here, while we're on this side of time, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, help us tonight to redeem that time, to give you all of our heart, to give you all of our lives, Lord. And if we've done wrong, Father, forgive us, Lord, with all of our heart. We ask you, forgive us. Wash us clean. Anoint us anew, afresh with the Holy Ghost tonight. Be glorified in this service, Lord. May you bring fruit to your name. May your word, as you promised, not return void, but may accomplish what you have in your heart's desire. Heal every sickness here tonight, Lord. Fulfill every promise on the people of God's heart. Lord, and fill us anew, we pray, with vigor, with fire from God. Lord, that we might serve you with all of our heart. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. We just bring a heart full of thanksgiving. You've been so good to us. I give my voice to you, Lord, but may you speak through into all of our hearts tonight, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name, amen, amen. You may be seated tonight. Thank the Lord Jesus. You know, as we've begun this season here in the last few years of many souls beginning to leave the truth that they so-called believed in for a time, and it seems to go through cycles. There seems to be always seasons and times, as we understand Jesus, the Bible says that. There's times and seasons and time for planting and time for harvest. And we're coming up to that harvest time now, to where if you don't have the seed, you ain't going to produce a crop. And we've watched many souls begin to leave this great truth that we have. To leave what we know is, thus saith the Lord. Yes. That God didn't, this isn't just some man getting up and saying what he thinks is best. This is God showed up in a body of flesh, revealed himself again, and he proclaimed over and over and over that this was his word for this time. Yes. Amen. That's right. It's not time to wane on the word. It's time to express it more than we ever have before. It's time to make it what it is, and that's the absolute. It's the end of end. It's the all in all. It is what is truth. Everything else that is contrary is a lie. Amen. No matter what evidence they might bring, no matter what feelings they might have, when at the end of the day, if you've left the Word of God, you've left everything.
Amen.
Amen. You say, why are you saying all this doom and gloom? It's because people have tried to say they've handled the Word of God. Yet they have a different reaction than what the Bible said about handling the Word of God. Glory to God. What did John say? He said this, that we've handled. We've seen it with our eyes. And it's made manifest. Look, he didn't say we just saw it. He said we're showing it. That means it came from God. But it's not just out there in the cloud. It's in me, John could say. And I'm showing you this eternal life. What did he say? Why am I showing it to you? So you give me all these rules and regulations, all these laws and all these commandments, and it's so hard to serve you, and this is too much. I want my TV. I want my pants, some of the sisters would say. I want to trim my hair. Come on. Don't get quiet. I want to love my pleasures in this life and love God at the same time, knowing in your heart what Jesus said, that no man can serve two masters. You either love God or you love the world. But why did John say? He said, we've brought you this life. We've brought you the Word because it's the Word of life. And without it, you have death. And why are we showing it to you? That your joy might be full. That you might recognize that you in the pit that you are in, God has come and revealed the only thing that could save you. The only thing that could help you. The only thing that could provide. And he opened the door wide open and said, here is my manifested word. Here is me. Hallelujah. And he said, we've had fellowship with the Father. We've had fellowship with the Son. Don't act like you're Trinitarian. You understand what John's saying. That's right. He said, we bear witness of this word that it brings forth life. And why should we not be surprised? Because what we just read there in Isaiah, that all the way back he said, I'll send my word. And it will produce what I say it shall. It will prosper. But God does it his way. God purposely likes to let the devil feel like he's got something going. He likes to set up his enemy. You might not believe that, but it's in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. He likes to set him up and say, sure, boy, have at Job. Go ahead, see what you can do with this, because I know what I got in him. And I want to see it to come to pass. Brother, sister, quit whining about your trials and realize that God has said the same for the bride in this day. He said, you think you can get him in denomination. You think you can get him to leave this word, but I got a group in my hand. I got a group in my hand. I wrote their names down, and you can't touch them, saying, because it's not them. I took my word, and I sent it, and I put it in those souls. And it will do what I say it will. And for the believer that has a revelation, it does what the Bible says. He said, you will go forth with joy. You'll walk in the valley of peace. Hallelujah. Come and go with me to my Father's house. Oh, don't make that these four walls. My Father's house, where there's joy, where there's peace, where there's love. Hallelujah. But in this day, what do we recognize is that Satan has come and he's distorted what the Word is. Hallelujah. He's made it intellectualism. He's made it logical. Brother, sister, and here's the thing. It isn't. You might not like that, but your logic will run out on the Word of God, because at the end of the day, you either believe it or you don't. As much as revelation as God does give us, He always leaves some not to give us to see if we'll trust Him. Amen. Come on now, He's done it to every single one of us. Amen. Where all of a sudden you say, Lord, I don't know if I should take this job or not, but we're going to get down and we're going to pray and we're going to seek you, Lord, and we're just going to trust you with it. Amen. And you let go of it with the hands of faith and you give it to the Word. And what does the Word do? It produces a life. And all of a sudden you know exactly where to go, what to say. Hallelujah. But in this day, Satan's on a rampage. Don't deny it. It's true. He's every angle. He's in every direction. Anything that can be twisted has been. Any quote that can be used against it has been. Any scripture that he's been able to get a hold of to get people off of the truth of the Word, he's using it. And if he can't get you on that, he'll take something of the world, he'll make it real pretty, real glamorous, make it look so much better than the Word of life, but all across it's written inside and outside, death. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now why is that, brother, sister? It's because man is seeking peace. Man is seeking satisfaction. Man is looking for that empty part in his heart that he can't seem to fill up. And why is that? It's because the Bible's told us that as well. Aren't you happy that you have a revelation that the Word's always got the answer? Amen. That's right. Anytime you got a question, seek the Word. You'll find an answer. Amen. Proverbs 27:20 says, hell and destruction are never full. So are the eyes of men are never satisfied. Listen to this. He careth for you, 1960. Man, he was made to want to be comforted. Can you say amen? Amen? So then if he doesn't accept God's way, then he'll take a way for himself. He'll try to substitute something to take the place of that Holy Spirit. Glory to God. We need people that's really got the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's right, that really knows that they've been born again from heaven and they rely on the God that they know is true and is alive. Not because someone talks about it, because they talk to Him. Amen. He's there wherever they go. Now listen, that is your satisfaction. I don't know, I can't get away from that. It's not just listening to tapes. It's not just reading the Bible. It's just not coming to church. It's not just being religious. It is the Holy Spirit. It is God manifested in this day. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. In your soul, sister, in your soul, brother. Amen. That's what brings satisfaction to a Christian. But we're not alienated from temptation. We're not aliens from mistakes. We're not aliens from letting the devil tempt us off the path. But what I'm telling you is you'll never be satisfied if you're not walking on the Word. You'll have to come back to find that peace again. Amen. Amen. Don't do what the devil tells you, that you make a way for yourself. You make some kind of substitute. Look, there ain't enough pretty women to satisfy the soul. That's There ain't enough football to satisfy the soul. There ain't enough shoes, sisters, to satisfy the soul. There ain't enough jewelry to satisfy the soul. Brothers, there ain't a big enough car, a nice enough house. It don't exist. There's only one thing can satisfy your soul, and that's the ever-present God, Jesus Christ. And it can't be a life that we know it is. It has to be, I can show you it is. Amen. It's in me. Amen. Now listen, let me finish that. Oh, I want you to listen to it. A man or a woman that will not accept the Holy Spirit. I can't get past it. It's not that you don't say you believe the message or you don't come against it. You have to open up your heart and receive the Holy Spirit yourself, or you'll never have satisfaction. Amen. And the problem with this message is we got away from that. We tried to teach things that saints are supposed to know to a bunch of unbelievers and wonder why they turned it around and walked out and said, you don't know what you're talking about. It's because they didn't have a foundation to build upon in the first place. Amen. And it wasn't just a laity. There's too many preachers never got born again. Amen. Too many preachers never met God on the backside of the desert. So the second the devil could come and get enough intellect inside their mind, he could twist them away from the truth. And he has. And he will continue to do so. But we know in the eyes of God, there's always that predestinated. She can never fade out, and she's greater than all of those false. Hallelujah. A man or woman that will not accept the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, will try to comfort themselves with some violent substitute that Satan will present to them. Satan has got plenty of substitutes. But why do we have to have a substitute when the Pentecostal skies are full of real? Why would I eat from a garbage can when a clean table is set and full of choicy food? There would be something mentally wrong with me if I did that. Now, what a pity it is to see a man will try to substitute something to take that place. Listen again here, letting off the pressure. 1963. Man is trying to find something to satisfy any thirst. Let me make sure you understand this. Some people get condemned because they say, I'm thirsty, Lord. I need you. I need something. Think, well, you know, if I really had the Lord, I wouldn't be thirsting. Brother, sister, that ain't true. He made you to thirst. You say, well, if I was really a Christian, I would never have temptation. I would never have any trials. I would never need a comforter. Then why in the world did the comforter come to you? Amen. It's because he designed us. I'm just going to read it. He said, a man is trying to find something to satisfy, and he thirsts. And God made him to thirst. That he was built that way. But God built him that way so he thirsts after him. Amen. But he tries to satisfy it and hush that holy call in him with the things of the world. Many people think the holy call of God is, oh my, you're going to be a mighty preacher. Oh my, the glory of God's going to shower down on you. They don't really recognize that the holy call of God is repent of your sins. Get right. It's the call of God saying, if you're still a sinner, you're still an unbeliever, I can't dwell in you. Hallelujah. God don't lie to us. Aren't you grateful? He tells us the truth. That's the holy call of God, is always get right first. He's a Holy Ghost, not an unholy ghost. And he won't make himself unholy for anyone. He did it once when he took the sins of the world upon himself. But what did he say? He said, look, he only died once. He doesn't need to do it again. It's over. He settled it. Glory to God. Why do we walk around thirsty? It's because we leave the fountain. God will make you to thirst to come to him, brother, sister. Do you understand? If you'll stay there, then you'll keep getting quenched. Glory to God. I'm not saying you don't get thirsty. Yes, seek the Lord, though, or you're just going to die of thirst. Amen. We're living in a time, brother, sister, that the devil so duped people. They think they're living in a drought when they're living in the latter rain. Amen. They think there's nothing. They're looking around saying, I don't see no miracles. I don't see any healing. I don't see anybody speaking in tongues. I don't see the power of God. I don't see no. But then the word comes and says, I've been here the whole time. You've been looking in all the wrong places. Hallelujah, it was too humble for you to get down far enough to find me, but I've been there the whole time. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 You were looking for something big, but it was just that holy call down on the inside that kept pulling you in. And when we finally believed it, we saw him. When we finally believed it, all of a sudden the quotes made sense. All of a sudden it was like, man, I'm sure glad I didn't listen to man. Because I could never figure this out. Just like there, I think it's in, I quoted, I think I put it on my Facebook. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Brother Bram says, he says, I'm so glad that God got a hold of me before the church did. I'd probably been an infidel. Yes. Listen to that for me. He said, well, the church got a hold of me, but not forever, brother, sister. Hallelujah, because now the word's got a hold of you. Amen. Amen. Let me finish that now. But God built him that way that he thirsts after him, but he tries to satisfy and hush that holy call in him with things of the world. And we have no right to do that. Amen. Now, but people do wrong constantly. Instead of going to the place that gets rid of the cause, the place that gets rid of the cause, we try to hush it with anesthetics and liquor and smoking and putting more to it, heaping it up all the time, making it worse. And all this only builds up pressure. It just makes it worse all the time. We do it. Don't lie to yourself. We think, well, maybe, you know, I'll just watch this. I'll just do this. I'll just waste time on this. And you think, well, that was only 10 minutes. Maybe if I do it for an hour. Do it for an hour. Maybe if I do it for two. Maybe then I'll get satisfied. And you recognize I'm getting worse all the time. I'm getting more depressed. I'm getting more angry. I'm more irritable. Hallelujah. All of a sudden that yelling baby means a whole lot more to me than what it did before. Wise, you begin to leave the fountain, you're going to act crazy. A person dying of thirst acts insane to get a drink. But if he just keeps putting more sand in his mouth, it ain't going to help him. He needs to come to himself. He needs to be like that the prodigal son where he's sitting in a mud pit and recognize, wait a minute. Whoa, I'm not a pig. I'm the son of a king. What am I doing in this mess? Brother, sister, time for the church to wake up and say, what are we doing in this worldly mess anyways? God has brought us out of so much. He's brought us out of drinking, brought us out of smoking, brought us out of the world, not to leave me in a pit with the pigs. I'm an eagle. I'm the son of the king. What am I doing down here? What was the road back though, brother, sister? It wasn't all glamour. It wasn't glory. It was humility. But don't forget, don't forget, don't forget what the Father did when he saw him. Hallelujah. He didn't send his word to leave you in that pit. He was trying to get you to come back all the time. Hallelujah. That man was a lot better off having riches and sold it all away to find himself than the rich young ruler who never gave it up. Sometimes we wonder what we've gone through and why we had to. It's because you had too much stock in something in this world. Amen. And God will let us lose it. Amen. He'll let us lose it all. He'll let us lose everything. Why? Because you're his son. Amen. And he sent the Holy Spirit to tutor us. He said, you ain't going to be a brat. You ain't going to be a spoiled, rotten little son. You're going to be a king one day. Amen. You're going to rule with me. And I can't have that nonsense. He found David a man after his own heart, but when he got in trouble, he said, no, sir, I see that lust in his heart. I'm going to go ahead and let him fall so he recognizes that he needs me and that he's not too big for the word. Amen. That's right. He saw one pretty woman, didn't he? And he said, I'll just take that one, lusted after. And out of God said, I'd have gave you 500 if you'd asked me. Come on. But he lusted after, he found his own way of satisfaction instead of God's word. And we think, well, my, how could he do that? You know, God had delivered Goliath into his hand. God had made him king. God had done all these great things. Brother, sister, God done a whole lot more for us in this day. Amen. Why? Because he took what David had to bear the rest of his life and he grabbed that and he pulled it on himself and said, you don't have to bear it no more. Amen. If we'd only recognize the weight of sin compared to any pleasure in this world, we'd be so much more grateful for what Christ has done for us. Hallelujah. Makes us worse all the time. Don't give over to that. David praised God because the prophet came. He brought him the word. And he said, I've been wrong. And he repented. And he said, God forgives you. Hallelujah. That's why he could write, blessed is the man whom the Lord will not impute sin. Justified by God. Do you know what that means? Reckon yourselves dead, church, and alive unto God. You're not in the picture at all. He sees himself. This is the joy John was talking about. Hallelujah. Something that the devil could never give. Hallelujah. He can impersonate everything else, but he can't give you that satisfaction in the soul.
Listen to this. It's Isaiah 5:13. Therefore, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge, no revelation of what they're really doing. And their honorable men are famished. And their multitude dried up with thirst. Therefore, health hath enlarged herself and opened up her mouth without measure. And their glory and their multitude and their pomp and he that rejoices shall descend into it. What is this world? Where's it going? Where are all these big churches going? Where's all this money and all this stuff? All these so-called mission works and all they're doing is doing a bunch of feel good and ain't getting a word nowhere. Letting everybody just live in sin just the way. And don't you never believe it ain't getting in this message. We're getting to where we live just like the rest of the world. Come on. Maybe not just us here, but you understand. The message, people, we got to stay with the word. It's not going to get any greater. It's not going to look any more glamorous. But the glory is in the church. The power is in the church. It's always there, brother, sister. Yield to it. You'll find the joy you're looking for. You'll find the peace you're looking for. You'll find the contentment. Hallelujah. Because God already put it in you.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. When they begin to thirst after the things of the world, hell begins to enlarge herself. Just think. Think of all the souls that are giving way for a little bit of lust. A little bit of worldly pleasure. A little bit of comfort in this life. Think how minuscule it is. Like Brother Branham said, he said that rich young ruler actually had a lot to give away. He said a lot of men will sell out for a whole lot less than he had. They'll sell out for a meal ticket. They'll sell out for a paycheck. They'll sell out for this, that, and the other. You understand? They'll sell out just for a little bit of pride. That they're not man enough to get up and say, you know what, I was wrong. Hallelujah. Nope. They'll say, well, you know, I understand and kind of backdoor it. And what happens? You never got rid of the seed. You're going to get the crop again.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But I hope tonight I'm not preaching to people that love the word or the world, but that love the word.
Yeah.
I'm preaching to people that say, you know, I understand, Brother Andrew, where you're coming from, because I see hell on every side too. I see every temptation coming in every direction, but deep down on the inside, I know that's the only source of joy I got. I know that all that stuff, I've been out there, I've done those things. I maybe you haven't, but you know that it ain't going to satisfy.
Amen.
Don't you wish you'd learn the easy way? Some of us, you know, we thank God for His protection in our lives. Amen. Especially some of the young folks, stay protected from the world. Stay with that word. Amen. Don't go out in that filth. Amen. Listen to this. Trauma gives an uncertain sound. 1963. Is talking to a young man that you all know. He talks about this story quite a bit. And he said, you see, he said, I can see your point. He said, you're a man 50 years old, but if you was my age, it would be different. I said, wait a minute. I said, I was preaching the gospel when I was 10 years younger than you. I still believe that same gospel. I found something that takes the place and more joy in serving the Lord than all the things the devil can manufacture anywhere. It gives a satisfaction.
Amen.
Amen. As Paul said, he's for in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God.
Amen.
Likewise, reckon yourselves also dead indeed unto sin. Hallelujah. Don't identify with what your flesh wants to do. Look, we sit in church and sure, your flesh will say, man, I'm tired. I want to go home. Don't identify with that. It's the devil trying to keep you from hearing from God. Reckon yourself dead to it. Don't even attach to it. Say, that ain't nothing, Satan. Get out of here. That man died a long time ago.
Hallelujah.
Reckon yourselves dead unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, Paul here, he's talking to Christians. Christians have the Holy Ghost.
Yes, they do.
A born-again Christian's got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which means that God has given him power. God has invested into you power. And you've got to learn to believe that.
Amen.
And you've got to learn that you and him are one.
Amen.
That when the word comes to you, and you can tell you believe it. Too many times we pray when it's time to believe. Because we begin to doubt. We begin to say, well, Lord, well, Lord, well, Lord, when he's already done revealed it to you.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'll get to that in a minute because he says this, Paul does. He says, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body. Don't let it. What do you mean, Paul? He's saying you got power over this. Don't let it reign in your body no more. He didn't say this to unbelievers because they don't have it.
Amen.
He didn't say it to people who didn't have the Holy Ghost yet, because guess what? You don't have power. Sin will rule your members as long as you ain't got the Holy Ghost, because we can't defeat him, but he already did. Hallelujah. And the same God that came down and said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him," has declared the same thing to the bride of Christ and said, "She is him." It's the same voice that spoke in the first age, speaking again in the end time. Die, you're dead. Bury him. Be alive unto God. Don't let sin rule. We give the devil too much credit, brother, sister. Hallelujah. That's right, sis. Amen. It ain't God's fault. It's ours. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's the first step, isn't it? Recognizing you might have a problem is the only way you're ever going to get out of it. Amen. Just like Hebrews 12, he says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. For the joy was set before him, endured the cross, despised the shame." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to this now. Perfect faith, 1963. "Now you must believe what you ask for." If you are a believer. Oh, man. Whoa, 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 whoa. If you are a believer. Can we get a little bit more than that? Recognize yourself as a believer. Yes. Recognize that these things, these promises, are for you. Amen. Now listen, if there's condemnation in your life, straighten that first.
Right.
Well, I thought God take care of that. He did. Yes. That's why he did his part and gave you the Holy Ghost. Amen. And he told you, quit letting it ruin your members. I can attest, maybe you've been lying to yourself, but I know that I let the devil do those things. Because I know if I'll just go to God and I'll just yield to the Holy Spirit, he can't rule me.
Amen.
He used to. That's true. I tried to do it without it. I'm just another son of Sceva. That's right. With the devil coming, just beat me up naked and ran me out. Don't lie. He did the same to you. You get as religious as you want, he's still beating you right on the head all the time. But all of a sudden, when you got the real Holy Ghost,
amen,
he said, "Wait a minute. Paul, I know. I know that guy. Brother Branham, I know. Those believers, I know them." Reckon yourself. You've got to identify. We get too cautious about that. Look, you're the Word. Identify. The devil knows my name. Why? Because he's scared of me. Because I'm a part of the same God Paul was preaching. Hey, man, I don't need to let this devil have way in my life.
Right.
He says, if there's condemnation in your life, straighten that first. See, if you got condemnation, or you might have Oral Roberts and a dozen more people who has faith to come here and pray over you and jump up and down and pour oil on you by the gallons. It still won't move.
Right.
That's right. What falls off from Oral Roberts' meetings to that, I catch them in the prayer line.
Yes, sir.
Imagine what he just said. Best, probably the biggest evangelist there was. And he's saying, you know what? I got to pick up his slack. Because he ain't teaching them right.
Right.
He ain't telling them to get right with God. He's the one that told him, tell the sister, quit bugging them about their hair and makeup and stuff. Because actually, if you look in history, he was the first one to really let down the bars. And that started making all the other ministers start letting down the bars because of what his wife was doing. He still has got his God-ordained position. You understand that. But that ain't what God sent the bride. No, 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 no. Don't identify with them angels. Abraham didn't. Tell me one time he said a word to either one of them. He said, "I know that one, though. And that's who I want to talk to. You guys, I mean, you're great, but get out of here. I want that word. I want that. Because there ain't no life. There's only death on those ends. It's just a bunch of judgment. I need the one that can give mercy. Because I need the mercy of God." And you know what? He found it. And he found it even for Sodom. That's right, because God said, "Look, I'll go find any righteous I can. I'll get them out of there for you."
Sure.
Because of the prayer of one believer.
That's right.
But Abraham had to recognize himself a believer.
Right.
And you know what? Sometimes that's really, really hard.
Yeah.
Abraham could remember what he did. He could remember how he brought his daddy he wasn't supposed to.
Yeah.
He can remember how he brought Lot. He wasn't supposed to. He can remember how he sold off his wife and he wasn't supposed to. That's why I believe he started at 50. And began to work his way down, didn't he? Why? Because he began to gain more confidence the more time he spent with God.
That's it, right there.
You began to learn, I know his voice. I can hear him. I can hear, he said, sure, that's fine, but I can tell his heart that he wants me to go lower. Glory to God. Oral Roberts and a dozen, or excuse me, what falls from Oral Roberts' meanings to that, I catch them in the prayer lines. You hear me say, you was prayed for before. A man with dark hair, kind of a big fellow, big jaw. That's Oral Roberts, see? And that was a certain city called certain thing. Yes, that's right, see? You was prayed for by such and such a man, see, like that. But here it is. Here's your trouble. See, go make that thing right. Go out there and confess that sin to your husband, to your wife. Go do this thing. It'll never do you any good, no matter who you pray for, till you make that right. Listen, make this an absolute because it's in the Word. Condemnation's in your heart, and God will not come into that heart condemned. See, God don't dwell in that. You got to make it right. And we stop. And what do? We let the devil interpret that to us. That, you know what? You never really can make it right. You've always got something else you got to do wrong. And by the time you get that one thing figured out, you got 10 more on the list. By the time you get one of those, you got 100. And you never actually get condemnation out of your heart. That ain't what he's saying. That's legalism. That's death. That's the word that kills without the spirit. But what does the revelation say? We've learned this. We need to start doing it. Read the whole quote. Amen. Read what the prophet was talking about. Read what the Bible was talking about. Amen. Condemnation is in your heart, and God will not come into that heart condemned. See, God don't dwell in that. You got to make that right. Then, when you do, you must have faith. Hallelujah! If everything's right, you must have faith and believe it. Don't be afraid. And if people if they don't fail the first one, I find them failing that. You can finally find a few sincere souls who will come and say, look, I'm sorry. I've done wrong. I've lived wrong. God, help me, help me, help me. But then they don't get to where they actually believe that God has forgiven them and that these promises are for them and they're supposed to be victorious and that God's glory is in our faith.
Amen.
That's right. It's the Bible. That's right. He says the glory of the saints. That's right. It's the faith that overcomes the world. The faith of Jesus Christ that's been put in you. Don't be afraid of God when you've made your heart right.
Amen.
Press forward in faith. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. John 14:26 says this, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. Remember how they said we lack of knowledge is why they perish. But when you got the Holy Ghost, he teaches you what you need to know.
Right.
Teaches you all things. And bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. Oh, say amen tonight.
Amen.
My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I to you. There's that word again. Let not your hearts be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. Wait, I let it be afraid? Yes. Because doubt and fear are essentially the same thing. They really are. They go hand in hand like a glove. That's right. Don't doubt the promises of God. Don't doubt your position in the Word. If you've received the Holy Ghost, every promise in the book is yours. You are a redeemed product of Jesus Christ. You always were. You always were. But when the Holy Ghost came, it put the seal on it. It said, this is mine. The Comforter's come. Why? To give you peace with God. That no matter what I do, no matter what I don't do, I'm still his son.
Yes, sir.
And that gives you a peace.
Amen.
Not as the world gives. What is he saying? The world will give you a peace for a day.
Yeah.
Just to take it out from you tomorrow.
Right.
He says, I don't do it that way. I give you my peace. The peace that helped me endure the cross. The peace, or that will help me, because he was before he went to the cross. You understand? The peace that gives me that I know I'm in the will of the Father. And it doesn't matter what Satan says, I know this is the way to go.
Amen.
I give it unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you loved me, you would rejoice. There that is again. When the true believer has a true revelation of the Word, it ought to give you joy. You're saying, what? Jesus is about to go die? Revelation would have said, oh my, I know. This is going to be hard, but he that sows in tears will reap in joy. I can just see him. 3 days later, he's going to be there. I know he is, but they couldn't yield themselves to that revelation. It wasn't time to be given. But he said, when the Comforter comes, he'll bring you back here, and he'll show you where I was all the time. Hallelujah. If you read the book of John, how many times did John say that? He'll go through a story and says, and then later we remembered that he did say that. The zeal of my house has eaten me up, you know, and that's why he whipped him out of the church. That's right. Amen. Whip him out of the church, got quiet on that one. But the Holy Spirit is still doing it. Yeah. You won't believe we're at that time now. Yeah. Why? Because people are quitting on the word. Amen. They're saying, what's the promise of his, where's the promise of his coming?
Sure.
This church is just like it always was. It's just another denomination. Come on. That's the voices that are speaking, and they've got megaphones, and they've got websites, and they've got seminars, and they've got posts that, oh my, you can't find a flaw nowhere. They're right, yet so wrong. Because here, let's just, if anything, let's do what Jesus said. He said, if you want to know what's really in the heart of a man, judge him by his fruits. Brother, sister, if you left the Baptist church and all you did was complain about how bad the Baptist church was, I don't believe your conversion. Amen. Listen to me now. And I hope you ain't doing that here. I've seen some message people can't seem to get over what something happened before. Brother, sister, you got to let that go because God knows what he did. God allowed it to happen. That's right. But if I saw somebody, you know, like they come out of the church and all they did was bash all the time, I said, well, man, brother, I don't know about your conversion yet either.
Right.
So, even if the message was wrong, listen to me now. These distractors are leaving it. If they had any sort of real experience with God, they would not spend their entire life just trying to say how wrong it is. They would begin to preach what they believe to be the gospel. But they can't because they're of their father, the devil, and they have to do his works. Show me where the Pharisees came and tried to fight Jesus. They couldn't do it. They gave it a few shots. He said, is it not also written? That's right. He said, well, what about this? He said, you know, okay, fine. You think I'm not the Son of God? David, who's the Lord really? Is it his son or his Lord? Which one? Which one's God? He said, they couldn't answer. He said, I said unto my Lord, you know, sit on the right hand until he make his enemies footstool. Where are you at? He said, you condemn me for calling myself the Son of God? Your scripture says, hallelujah, that you read every day, every time. You called them gods who the word came to. The scripture can't be broken. All right, the message is wrong? Sure, sure. Well, okay, let's assume that's right. Still, Elijah's got to come and restore all things. Jesus already said it.
Right. Yep.
Where's he at?
Right.
And their own arguments begin to fall apart. And they'll say, well, maybe that's just for the Jews. Okay, then you ain't going to no rapture because Peter said that until all things are restored, Jesus ain't come back. So I guess you're going through tribulation. You better get ready because you know what? You are actually. You will go through tribulation. Good thing the devil's giving you a doctrine you need because that's what you're going to have. But not for us, brother, sister.
Amen.
Don't quit on the word now. Don't quit on the word now. This is the time. This is in every age has come to the point where God has tested the people to see if they'll quit on it.
Sure.
That he'll let everything look like it's crumbling. Just to see, is there anything on the inside of you that's real?
Amen.
Or is it just emotion? Is it just feelings? Is it just a good idea? Or is it a revelation? Because if it's a revelation, the devil can't touch it.
Amen.
Let's turn there. John 6. I'll be closing here soon. I'm feeling pretty good tonight. Praise the Lord. Rosalie's feeling good too. You all hear that? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. John chapter 6, verse 60. Talking about quitting on the word now, people quitting. Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying, who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you? So I'm gonna go ahead and rebuke the message people for a little bit. We got no business going out there and trying to argue and say, well, you know, I understand that church did you wrong, but it's okay. And caught them. Does this offend you? Does it offend you? That you know what? There's devils around the real word of God all the time. That you know what? You get hurt if you're a Christian. Does that offend you? Does it offend you that maybe you have to bear a cross, you big sissy, and be a real Christian and get over it?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Does this offend you? Does it offend you that God is depending on you to fulfill the word in this day? And not just waiting for us just to sit in our predestinated chairs and just say, well, bless God, I guess the rapture's coming. That's what they want. They want to sit around, not pray, not read their Bibles, just watch TV all day, just worry about everything in the world, and still get all the blessings from God. Does this offend you? It ain't going to happen. It ain't. You're not going to get it. You're going to miss it. That's right. It better not offend us or something wrong in us. It ain't nothing wrong with the word. It's wrong with us. Get that thing out of us. Right. All right, let's finish now. What and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up from where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. Most people don't like that either. If it was really the Spirit, I'd feel good. That ain't what Jesus said. I don't have nothing to do with that at all. It's usually the contrary. Usually when you don't want to do something, that's what God's trying to get you to do. I don't know how many times I've witnessed saying, Lord, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do, really, right now? Yep, right now. Okay, fine. That's right. Flesh don't profit. I'm tired, Lord. That ain't no excuse. That's right. Get up and get it. Why? Because your flesh won't profit. Oh, but my, the soul, when it begins to know that you're walking in the will of God, it just does something to you, don't it? It's beyond feelings. It's real. It's peace. It's joy. Hallelujah. Knowing that you're walking in the Father's will. Is there anything else a Christian wants to know besides that? At the end of the day, what do we go to bed doing? Lord, did I make you happy?
Amen.
Or are you mad? Or did I just frustrate you all over again? God help us, and He will, and He is. Thank the Lord. That's why we're getting a word tonight.
Amen.
That's right. All right, where was I? Having a good time. That's all I know. It's the Spirit that quickeneth, and the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. John said, we've seen it. It was there. It was Him. It's the Word. It's not what you think it is. They were saying, this is just some confusing thing. We can't understand this. What do you mean we're going to eat your flesh and drink your blood? He said, I'm speaking life.
Amen.
You have to receive this. If you don't eat me, you will die.
Amen.
He had to bring them to the true Word.
Amen.
The day of ignorance was over. They had to know the truth to be saved.
Yes.
And God fulfilled it. He gave it. And they couldn't recognize it.
Amen.
The Spirit, or they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believed not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray Him. And He said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time many of His disciples went back and walked no more with Him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, looks like the word failed. Will you go also? Many people think that, you know, God, He's just always encouraging us. Yeah, He's encouraging you by telling you, you're going to go? You're going to go? Are you sure you're sold out? Because if you ain't, you might as well leave now. That's right, because that's the truth, brother, sister. I know too much. I've got too much revelation. If this message ain't right, eat, drink, be merry, because we're all going to hell. That's right. Ain't no point in worrying about it. There ain't no point in, you know, what did Paul say? If our only hope is in this life, we are men most miserable. Why? Because we're suffering reproach. We're suffering shame. We're suffering all kinds of temptations of the world and just fighting it all off, fighting it all off, fighting it all off. Just to die anyways? Brother, sister, if that's all it is, then just quit.
That's right.
But if you're sold out, it don't matter if everyone leaves. It don't matter if every preacher in the country left. That's what happened there. They left. All the ministerial group was gone. But there was still 12 sticking around. Let's finish. Will you go, also go away? And Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for it was him that should betray him, being one of the 12. Hallelujah. Brother, sister, I'm just going to paraphrase this a little bit. Thomas Edison, we understand, most people only know him because of his successes. They weren't there for all the years of the failures. Brother Kent, God bless you, brother. He's got to go take his brother to work tonight. That's right. I was going to say something. I'll do that now. That's the only reason he's leaving. Getting as much word as he can, you know. Praise the Lord for that. But he kept trying and trying. Why? Because inspiration struck him.
Sure.
this can work. I know it can. Why? Because the inspiration in the world now, it's still true. That's right. There's inspiration. And it struck him, and he could see it. Electricity can be used. It can light the world. I know it. You tried this wire, tried that wire, tried this metal, tried this thing over and over and over again. And Brother Branham picks it up. He says, well, now, he didn't just give up on the first little wire. He just laid it aside and tried another one. Yeah. Listen, we who are in contact with the spiritual realm of God, well, I was prayed for and it didn't get me healed, so I guess there's nothing to it. Oh, what a poor crow bait you make for God. See, look, no, sir. God wants somebody who will not give up. A winner never quits and a quitter never wins. You've got to stay and call it. Call things right before Satan. That's right. Tell him right to his face. Tell him it's this away. Thus saith the Lord. The Lord said so, and that it's written, it's written. No matter what he says, it's written right there. Well, Brother Branham never got to touch me. It is written. Brother Branham never done no healing. God done your healing. It's already did. It's written. Whatever I ask and believe God, I shall receive it. It's mine. My personal property. It's mine. I'm not stealing it from God. He gave it to me before the foundation of the world. This is the word that's been brought to us, brother, sister, and it's the only source of joy left on this planet. Hallelujah. What it ought to do to us believers. Why do we live so much in the dumps? Because we always leave that revelation. We leave it for our flesh to feel bad about what we do. We leave it for our own intellect to say, well, I know God loves me, but I don't love him. Back you up the train, brother, sister. Have you received the Holy Ghost? Amen. The only way you could ever love him is he loved you first. Amen. He said, I've got your names in my hands. Amen. And nobody will pluck them from me. Amen. Not even you. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Don't quit now. Don't quit now. I'm telling you, if you could only see the curtain of time and see how close we are, don't quit now. What a disgusting thing it's going to be for these souls that's turned back at this last moment. How much these pleasures of this world are going to count for nothing the second the Antichrist is allowed to come and rule the way he wants. Oh, sure, they'll mask it with prosperity. They'll say, oh, it looks great. It looks here and there. But all of a sudden, boom, sudden destruction. Not like what we think, oh, just nuke and everybody die. Really? That's not what the Bible said. It says men will cry for death, and it'll flee them. What a terrible state to think of, brother, sister. But why? Why? They kept seeking joy. They kept seeking comfort. They kept seeking something to satisfy. And God provided all those things. They didn't like the package it came in, but God provided it. But brother, sister, tonight, don't be a quitter. Hold on to that word. Say, I don't know. I don't know. Forget I don't know. It is. It is. This is the bride's age. I'm a part of the bride. That's right. I'm going with her. I'm the reason it's happening. Amen. I'm the reason the word's being preached in Defiance, Ohio right now. It ain't just so Brother Andrew can spit on people. It's because God ordained me from the foundation of the world, and he's here to encourage me once again to really believe it. Amen. To let that joy pour into my soul. You say, well, Brother Andrew, if I was really the bride, I'd do this or that. Brother, sister, it ain't about that. It ain't about measuring up to someone else. It's about being what God called you to be. Amen. It's about believing the word with all your heart. I don't know what works. Now, the supernatural is in every believer. We understand that. Oh, yes. Yeah, so, but just because you don't have, maybe, like Brother Bram said, you don't have to be me. God don't want you to be me. God didn't make you to be Brother Branham. He didn't make you to be Brother Andrew. He made you to be you. And he needs you. Amen. He needs you in this day to be you where you are. Amen. Amen. Who's going to pray for your co-workers? It ain't going to be the pastor. I'll tell you that. Because I don't know them. You do. Hallelujah. Who's going to pray for your family? Hallelujah. That I might not know. You can. Excuse me. It's not about what we can understand. It's about what we can believe. Yes. Let me just read you this, and I'll close it up on here. Now, everybody won't have this testimony, 1963. Let me find where I want to go. God deals with an individual. He did it in the days of Noah. He did it in the days of Joshua. He did it in the days of Moses. He has always. He has never made a system. It's been an individual. Because two men ain't alike. No time. See, he never did do no more. But everybody didn't have to be Moses. Amen. Say amen. Come on. They didn't understand it. They just followed. And the Holy Spirit, if a man is anointed of God, will direct you to follow the Holy Spirit and the Bible. For he is the one who does these things. Jesus Christ in the form of the Holy Ghost working in the people. The Word will tell you that's blind faith. He'll tell you that's what happened to the Catholics when they blindly followed the church. But brother, sister, it's completely different when the Holy Ghost is leading. God never, as Brother Branham said, Jesus never said, did you understand it? He said, did you believe it? He never asked the disciples here, did you understand what I just got done preaching? He said, no. But what did Peter say? There's one thing I know. I don't have a clue what you're talking about, but you're the Word of life. Amen. Where else am I going to go? I've already burned every other bridge. There's only one way to go, Lord. It's with you. And if this fails, I guess I'm failing with you, Lord. Amen. It's too late now. Brother, sister, are you that sold out to this? Amen. That there's no way going back? Hallelujah. Amen. I heard a minister say it this way. He said, if Sister Mita could raise up from the dead and say it was all wrong, it wouldn't change my revelation a bit. Because I'm sold out. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just going to read this. I think it's encouraging, if that's okay. I was reading in Brother Branham, he's talking about his conversion. And I just think this will bless us tonight. Because we seek God many times. We look for this joy many times. But I'm going to show you what we do wrong, just like the prophet did when he first sought God. He says, oh my, this is him talking to the Lord. I'm so confused, I don't know what to do. But I want to get right. I didn't know what to do, and I didn't know how to repent. He says, I wrote a letter. I thought, I seen him in the woods. I wrote him a letter. I said, dear sir, I know you passed down this path here because I seen squirrel hunting. And I know you come by. I know you're here. I want you. I want to tell you something. And I thought, now wait a minute. I never seen anybody. I want to talk to that. I want to speak with that, with him. I want to talk with him. Well, now I don't know how to do it. How many times have we found our ways that way? And we thought it's because, and I could keep reading this. I'm going to skip ahead a little bit. But you know what he says. He said, I folded my hands this way. I did it this way. I saw someone else do this. And none of that worked. And we think that that's why God don't bless us. It had nothing to do with how you do anything. That's some of the reason we have. When you go to worship God, quit worrying about how you do it and actually do it. Yes. And actually get to where, you know what, I'm only thinking about Jesus and I'm thinking about how to praise him and I don't care what you think. I don't care what I think, really. I'm going to look like an idiot. That's fine. As David said, you thought that was bad yesterday's revival. Wait till you see me today. I'll just be more base. Hallelujah. I just disgraced my own self. And that right. He got all the way down. And he was talking. Let me find where a good place to pick up. He says, and Peter and John passed through the gate called Beautiful. There was a man crippled from his mother's womb. Said, silver gold have I none, but such as I have. Oh, I know it. I didn't have that. So I was trying to find out how to do it. I didn't know how to pray. I made my hands. And then I laid down this like this. And of course, Satan come on the scene then. He said, you see, you waited too long. You're already 20 years old. There's no need of trying it now. Yeah. Then I got all broke up and started crying. And then when I really got broke up, I said, I'm going to talk. If you don't talk to me, I'm going to talk to you anyhow. So I said, I'm no good. I'm ashamed of myself. Mr. God, I know you'll hear me. Somewhere you'll hear me. And I'm ashamed of myself. I'm ashamed that I neglected you. About that time, I looked up and a funny feeling swept over me. And here come a light moving through the room. And it made a cross like that. And a voice that I'd never heard in my life talked. I looked at it, just cold, all over numb from scare. I couldn't move. Stood, looked at it. It went away. I said, sir, I don't understand your language. I said, if you can't talk mine, and I don't understand yours, if you have forgiven me, I know that I'm supposed to be reckoned in the cross there somewhere, that my sins were supposed to be laid in there. And if you will forgive me, just come back and talk in your own language, and I'll understand by that if you can't talk my language. I said, you just let it come back again. There it was again. He said, oh my goodness. There, I got an absolute. Amen. Yes, sir. Felt like a load of 40 tons lifted off my shoulders. I walked down through the floor where I couldn't even touch the ground. Mother said, Billy, you're nervous. I said, no, ma'am. No, mama, I don't know what happened. There was a railroad track there. I run down the railroad track, jumping up in the air just as hard as I could. I didn't know how to give vent to my feelings. Oh, I didn't. I'd had known how to shout. I was shouting, but in my own way, you see. That's right. What was it? I had an anchor of my soul in a haven of rest. That settled it. That was my absolute. There I found something, not some mystical, some idea. I had talked with the man. I had talked with that man that told me never to drink or smoke or do anything that would defile myself with women and so forth. That when I got older, there would be work for me to do. I had contacted him, not the church. I had contacted him. Yes, sir. He was the one.
Amen.
Amen. Just like Brother Branham was talking right before this, I'm closing. He's talking about the woman that was seeking Elijah to come and the servant Gehazi and all those things. And Elisha, remember that Gehazi tried to put the staff, it didn't work. And so Elijah came and he kept looking. He said he had the absolute, but he was looking to contact it. He knew he had to hear from God. And then he heard from God and it produced the word in that day. Listen to what he says here. He says, what was it? The woman's absolute was the prophet. The prophet's absolute was God, and together with the Word. I am the resurrection and the life. I see the power of God, the Creator. Hallelujah. Can do all. She raised up again the baby. Sure. That's absolutely the truth for our day, brother, sister. The reason, he even says it earlier, the reason they didn't have an absolute is because they didn't have a prophet. But God has not left us with a curse like in Malachi. He said, but He sent us the prophet. He gave us the Word. It identifies with every scripture from Genesis to Revelation, and it's come to give us life.
Amen.
And in the eternal life, what's in there, brother, sister? Never forget, that's your joy.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord is our strength. Let's stand together tonight. I'm sorry, brothers, I feel like rejoicing. I don't want to, I know normally we kind of quieter at the end of service, but I feel like praising the Lord. I feel like worshiping His name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dad, you're going to have to do F if that's all right. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus walked
my sins away, He taught me how to wash and pray
and live rejoice.
Give Him a shout of praise tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Oh, just worship Him. Just give vent to that feeling. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God in the highest. Oh, give Him praise. Give Him honor. Give Him glory. Oh, we praise Your name, Jesus. Thank You for washing our sins away. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got kind of an oldie one, if that's all right. Y'all know it's feeling so much better talking about that good old way. If you don't know, it's number 9, but it's pretty simple if you just listen. We're going to sing that about 3 times. But hallelujah. You're going to have to help me now. I'm feeling so much better talking about this good old way. I'm feeling so much better talking about the Lord. I'm feeling so much better talking about this good old way. Feeling so much better talking about the Lord. Singing, let's go on, let's go on, talking about this good old way. Let's go on, talking about the Lord. Oh, I'm feeling so much better talking about this good old way. Feeling so much better talking about. Feeling so much better talking about this good old way. Feeling so much better talking about the Lord. Singing, let's go on, let's go on, talking about this good old way. Let's go on, let's go on, talking. The devil, he don't like it. The devil, he don't like it. Talking about this good old way. About this worship now, the devil, he don't like it talking about the Lord. Oh, let's go on talking about this good old way. Let's go on talk. Are you feeling so much better? Sing it again. Feeling so much better. Oh, talking about this good old way. Feeling so much better talking about the Lord. Yes, feeling so much better talking about this good old way. Feeling so much better talking about the Lord. Saying, let's go on, let's go on, talking about this good old way. Let's go on, let's go on, talking about the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
The devil, he don't like it, but there's nothing he can do about it. Glory to God.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. A shout of camp.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah. A shout in the camp tonight.
Praise God. Thank you,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We'll try that. Try that again. No, Trump, give me a D, Dad.
When pains of death seized on my soul, I do not know I cry.
6-6-3.
Till Jesus came and made
me. Hallelujah.
I would not.
Let your faith rise now.
I would not.
Jesus.
Praise
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Praise
worship Jesus. In the Spirit.
Praise worship in the Jesus. Truth.